Yes. Chernobyl patients were all passed through biological dosimetry. Fortunately, Dr. Vorobyov was invited in first hours of catastrophe, and all echo radiation patients was passed through his hand, all of them. He was fully responsible for all patients. All of them passed biological dosimetry, and results of biological dosimetry was precisely accurate. No slight mistakes. It was done.
But he was not able to get anything on the low dose.
Yes, this work was done for big dose, more than 100 dose. Yes. It's all this discussion about acute irradiation disease. And definition of acute irradiation disease is that total body irradiation more than 100 rads. And everything lower is different problem. Да? Что это все про острую лучевую болезнь, которая больше 100 рад. А меньшие дозы – это другой разговор. But we must remember that dosage lower than 100 rads not so dangerous. And it's very important to save people, because this experience is medical experience. When you work with gastroscopy, not with electron converter, but with fluorescope, old-fashioned equipment, you can give 30 to 100 rads for one study for gastro, for big.
To take an X-ray?
Yes.
In the old equipment.
In all equipment. So it's not so, it's dangerous if you make several times and you study ulcer, you make cancer after several studies. But modern equipment, X-ray, it's not dangerous, as we know.
Yes,
it's very important to know that doctors are quite sure that very low dosage is not so dangerous. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It stopped.
Yes.
Sorry, stopped.
I'm sorry.
You don't need me. Continue on. From Chernobyl now. I'm curious about what his feelings are, his fears are, his goals.
Как вы вошли в Чернобыль? Ну, можно рассказать, что вы были все-таки оттуда.
In other words, why did you get me into this?
Yeah.
Now we're up to the question.
Yes.
Why?
Как вы попали в Чернобыль?
Во-первых, я был очень удивлен, что меня туда не зовут.
А все-таки, как вы вылетели из биофизики, это тоже надо сказать?
Ну, не надо.
Нет.
Нет. Я ушел заведовать. Yes. К этому времени я уже заведовал.
Yes. So, to end the story about a biophysics institute where Dr. Vorobyov worked until 1974. There was changes in Ministry of Atomic Energy, and he was, in this time, he became head of chair of hematology, and he left this position. So he, after 1974, he was out of atomic clinic. But he preserved his interest for acute radiation disease because it was his experience and his success. It was very successful work. Person feel when he do some good job. Yes, yes. So in all our conference, we have annual conference of the chair, and the name of this conference is New in Hematology and Radiation Disease. And each conference, Vorobyov repeat us that you must remember that catastrophe will come. There is no any way to escape it. That industry done in such a way that catastrophe unescapable, and that you, hematologists, is first range of people who will fight with acute radiation disease. And it may be catastrophe, enormous catastrophe. So be ready for it. And one, our conference is begin in 10th, its annual conference, 10th of April. And Dr. Vorobyov gave his lecture in 1986. Just before it was, and during this.
A prophet.
Yes.
He's a prophet.
Yes, but as usually he repeated several times, but this time he also
did it again.
And simply my personal experience is that just after the now it seems that it was directly out of after this lecture that I need to contact with person from biophysics. In the Institute of Biophysics, I need some equipment for them. And I call them. And they said, no, we can't. No. You'll know soon. I don't understand what they're speaking. I spoke with them.
Yeah.
And they say, no. They were out of mind and out of any normal contact. They knew about this catastrophe.
But you didn't.
I didn't.
Yeah. But he did.
Maybe this night he was invited. So, так что, значит, вы все-таки были удивлены, что, ну как вы будете это рассказывать, что вы все-таки узнали от кого?
Узнал по радио,
Yes, no. We were informed, they were trained people in this clinic, so they didn't answer to our question. So, all of us were informed by foreign station, radio. And it was the holidays, 1st May. So it was no very good. Да? Как вас позвали? В какой момент?
Ну и 30 числа.
30 of April, 4 days after the catastrophe.
Я позвонил своим довольно влиятельным знакомым.
Patients. I called myself to rather influent patient of mine.
Сказал, что это авария мирового масштаба.
And told to him that it's a world catastrophe.
Что придется мобилизовывать силы не только одной нашей страны.
And that not only efforts of our country will be enough to this.
И что нужно принимать решения на очень высоком уровне.
And that I'm sure that the great decision must be done on a very high level. А давайте называть все-таки прямо, кто это были.
Ну,
будем поддерживать все-таки как-то.
Не нужно.
Не нужно?
Да. Нет, это не важно.
Yes.
Важно, что на следующий день,
next day,
1 мая,
1st of May,
это у нас праздник.
Yes, it's a revolutionary holiday.
Меня пригласили на заседание Политбюро.
I was invited to the Politburo in Kremlin.
До этого они вас не приглашали?
No. Ну так.
Ну конечно.
Да. Yes, I was very surprised.
Что меня не позвали.
Ну так для что пациент был все-таки генерал.
Ну не важно, это уже.
Нет, ну как? Почему не важно? Это очень интересно. Имеет.
Имеет. Важно, что пациент. Нет.
It was influenced.
Я могу сказать так. Я как терапевт я лечил много ответственных людей.
As a doctor. I have a lot of patients in circle of government.
И когда я позвонил, то
but he never used it. We also always force him to do something. Yes. So he act through these patients.
И меня позвали туда.
Yes. And
почему это вы говорите, что почему не сказать, кто это?
Да.
Я вам скажу почему.
Да.
Потому что это мои пациенты.
Oh, I think, okay.
Yes. Okay, but I don't.
Yes, yes. Доктор Воробьев has very... Yes, it's his patient. He acts for his patient, so he feels himself very... He can't... Yes, they are under pressure. It's not not glory to... Так вы же их будете хвалить, наоборот?
Я не хочу ни того, ни другого. Yes. Они поступили yes. правильно. Они
I были... think it's, it was members of old power. They were my patients. It was very rare thing when I act through them. But I don't think that it's reasonable to discuss them now. I think that in this case they act reasonable. That
Я никогда не называю имен.
And I never name my patients.
Это не нужно. Я, это
now, of course, they all accusing them they didn't do it
yes.
correctly.
Yes.
But he said in his opinion, when it occurred, they did
the right thing.
The right thing, and that's the reason why he. Doesn't want to mention, and that's his policy also, not to name the patients.
И я должен сказать, что эти люди, вот члены Политбюро, вели себя в общем правильно.
And I think that during this Politburo, I found that these members of Politburo were act rather reasonable.
Возглавлял эту комиссию премьер Рыжков.
It was under the head of Рыжков, the Prime Minister, Николай Иванович Рыжков, Prime Minister of Russia.
So can he describe that meeting in the Politburo?
You can describe. Вы можете его описать это заседание Политбюро. Вы даже это. Yes, yes, yes. I'll describe it with all detail. I do you want it now?
Yes.
Description of this Politburo.
Exactly.
Yes.
Там был Рыжков.
There was Рыжков.
Рыжков.
Чебриков. Is the chief of KGB. Долгих.
Был.
Лигачев. Yes.
Лигачев был, по-моему, был Соломенцев.
Соломенцев. It's the park control. It's now we're losing their names, but it was.
Was the Minister of Defense there?
Министр защиты, это самое, обороны.
Министр обороны был, но я его он молчал, я не помню.
He was, but he was mute.
Но главную роль играл Рыжков.
The main person was Рыжков. He and Лигачев also discussed.
Ну Рыжков принимал разумные решения, которые ему предлагали.
Рыжков was open for advices and he made decision which were advice.
И когда меня спросили что.
When I was asked what to do, I told that it's necessary to create the state commission to solve for medical problems, special medical state commission. I make proposal about members of this commission.
Этот состав был.
All this was approved, was done.
И начиная с 1 мая.
And from the 1st May.
Каждый день это.
Each day this commission was working.
И она возглавила всю помощь пострадавшим в этой аварии.
And all the medical work with victims of a catastrophe was done by them.
Руководителем комиссии был Щепин, первый заместитель.
The head was the first vice minister of health, Щепин.
Потому что министр был в Чернобыле.
Because minister was in Chernobyl. Yes.
А его заместителями был Шахматов.
And his vice head of commission was Шахматов.
Старый работник.
The person with whom Dr. Воробьев worked in atomic clinic.
И министр здравоохранения России Потап.
And Minister of Russian Federation Потапов.
Я тоже был членом
комиссии. I was member of State Commission.
и я занимался лечебными вопросами.
And I was attached to treatment.
At that meeting, was there a discussion of evacuating the population?
Об эвакуации были разговоры?
Да, мы все время занимались эвакуацией.
Yes, there was a lot of discussion about evacuation.
Я не могу сказать, что мы все делали правильно.
In this case, it's hard to say that they do everything correct.
Но мы делали то, что знали.
But we do, we act in our knowledge, in this case. Yes, yes.
И вот на этом же первом заседании был задан вопрос по поводу Гейла.
And on the this during this first Politburo discussion was question about Dr. Gail, Robert Gail. Yes.
Потому что Хаммер.
Because Hammer
предложил его
make request about need of his coming to Russia.
Dr. Armin Hammer.
Armin Hammer, yes.
Ну вообще ни на одну аварию. Никогда иностранцев не пускали.
I must say that never in world history there was no permission for foreigners to participate in catastrophes.
Ну, it американцы was никогда не
never do нас. It Americans.
They don't participate in
No, before it.
Before
it. Dr. Ravel thinks that it was the first time when international cooperation on this secret place. Yes, yes.
Nuclear.
This features too.
И когда мне задали этот вопрос, можно ли его пустить?
When I was asked about necessity to let him in foreigners,
я сказал, что можно.
I definitely answered that it's necessary.
Конечно, это в основном политический визит.
And I told that it will be political. It's necessary from political point of view.
Потому что впервые допускается в аварию закрытая секретная клиника.
Because in secret clinic will be invited foreigner.
Иностранец.
Yes.
Причем американец.
And American person.
Надо же не забывать, что все-таки тогда.
We must remember that in this time, this our two countries was potential enemies. Yes, still.
И, конечно, приезд Гейла очень многое взорвал вот в стене холодной войны.
And I think that Gail's coming make a big hole in the wall of Cold War.
То, что мы его пустили, это очень важно.
I think that it's very important political action that they let him in.
Was it useful from a medical standpoint?
Было ли это полезно с медицинской точки зрения?
С медицинской это не могло быть полезно.
From medical point of view, it was not, ну, именно Гейл, а тот,
где-то
был.
Нет, ну, понимаете, yes. From medical,
yes. The second person who is out of the famous was Tarasaki. It's a great Japan, yes, American immunologist, and he worked with patients and with our doctors, and it was very useful education.
Medical help came.
Yes, scientific more, but doctor. Yes, he's. More world famous and maybe one of the best immunologists.
К ним приехал доктор Чамплин.
Доктор
специалист по трансплантации.
Чамплин, bone marrow transplant doctor, very good.
Yes, he's one of our directors.
Yes.
К ним приехал доктор Райзнер.
Доктор Райзнер.
Он израильтянин, работал в Соединенных Штатах.
From United States, but from his Israel citizen.
И помочь в лечении больных они не могли.
They can't, but they can't help us to treat these particular patients, because they have no experience in this. We, Dr. Ravov, has great experience, and they have none.
This is a very important point, because our medical people do understand that Dr. Gale was not all that much of a contributor scientifically, but politically he was.
Yes, but. I must say that during our conference, before when Dr. Vorobyov worked as a prophet, he always tell that bone marrow transplantation is not method for treatment of it's not method for treatment of the acute radiation disease. And
Thank you.
And Dr. Gale, я скажу, да, что вообще очень многие люди хотели, чтобы трансплантация это было методом военным, потому что деньги. It was idea, very popular idea between doctors who wants to get more money, that bone marrow transplantation necessary from military point of view.
Я считаю, что Пентагон мне должен очень много миллионов.
I think that, and I'm sure till now, that Pentagon must give me many million dollars, which were economized by research.
They did the research before they got paid.
Yeah.
Now they want to pay. What does he go ahead now and be prophetic still to say it's going to happen again?
Will there be another Chernobyl?
Will there be another Chernobyl from the prophet here? Does he know?
Is he predicting that there will be another
Chernobyl? Ожидаете ли вы следующих Чернобылей?
Аварии никогда не повторяются. Одни и те же аварии не бывают.
There is never returns. The same catastrophe will never come. They're always new, different. But I'm waiting for new.
Another nuclear episode.
Yes.
And what must be done before we're able to take care of ourselves?
И что нужно сделать, чтобы как-то подготовиться и как-то защититься?
Ну, во-первых, надо рассказать о всех прошлых авариях.
The first thing, it's necessary to tell all the truth about all old catastrophes, because till now they were top secret in Russia.
Надо рассказать, как они произошли.
And it's necessary to say features, how they happened, the open the mechanism. Yes. Yes.
Каждая авария по-своему.
And it happens each time in special way, but it's very important experience.
Это нужно знать так же, как нужно знать, как правильно водить автомобиль.
As you must know the rule how to drive, you must know how the atomic catastrophe comes.
Для того, чтобы знать, надо знать, как происходит авария.
You must know how the accidents come in the road, how they come in.
Потом нужно знать, как ставят диагноз.
Then the second thing, it's necessary to know how to make diagnosis of acute radiation disease and estimate dosage.
Специальный вопрос.
It's very specific, concrete question.
И надо снять с этого вопроса таинственность.
And the covering of mystic and secretness must be discovered. Because this diagnosis is very clear and simple.
The third thing,
it's necessary to show patients, to give information about radiation injury.
Is it fairly predictable the amount of dose will lead to certain kinds of illness?
Что есть четкая связь между дозой и определенной болезнью?
Absolutely.
In this case, it's unbelievable definite connection between
so
doses.
Not so much mystery as we think.
То есть там нет такой тайны, о которой все говорят и думают. There is no any mystery.
Really?
Yes.
Except with low dose.
Кроме малых доз.
Малые дозы отдельно.
Yes, low dosage is different question. There is statistic came and it's very difficult.
That was three. Was there a four?
И какой это три пункта?
Дальше как клиническая картина лечения.
And it's necessary to people who knows how to treat acute radiation disease to prepare. And there is big group of doctors who in reality ready for this work, but they must know about it. That they...
Например, в Японии погибли больные, которые получили сомнительную большую дозу.
For example, in Japan, after bombing, a patient died with relatively low dose radiation, about 200 dose. In our work, never die these people, because there is no in Japan there is no information how to act, how to treat them. Когда вы пришли в клинику, да? When I came to the clinic, it was strong opinion that 400 rates has 50% mortality. And during my stay in clinic, we received zero mortality on this.
400.
But it's necessary to know. It's the very interesting that in this point there is less difficulties and less
mystery
than in other diseases, because other diseases is they're much more complex, they're from God, and this from people they're
from
much more simple.
И очень важно, чтобы те, кто еще остался в живых из участников этих аварий, рассказали миру.
And I think that now then there is participants of this catastrophe still alive, then can tell truth and about their personal experience to the world. Чернобыльском? Ну, 200 человек. There was after Chernobyl. In Chernobyl there was 200 patients with acute radiation disease and only 30 died. So a lot of survived.
Because you knew what you were doing.
Yes.
And you did it.
Yes.
You were free to do it.
Потому что вы знали, что вы делали, и сделали.
One last question for this session. What does he think is going to happen with low dose? Once we understand low dose better, what are we going to learn?
Что последний вопрос? Что вы думаете про малые дозы? Вот что необходимо про них изучить и насколько это изменит поведение?
Это очень много изменит. Малые дозы надо изучать. Хорошо.
I think that it will be very important, and I think that the efforts in studying of low dose is very reasonable and efficient.
Мы должны объяснить всем людям, что значит малые дозы. Без нагнетания ужаса, без преувеличения опасности.
The first thing we must give to all the people information, what does it mean low dose, and let them know definitely what is real danger, where it begins, without putting people in, without frightening them, to make it clear.
Абсолютная правда.
And definite truth necessary to have in this.
Только доказанная правда.
And only truth which is supported with scientific knowledge.
И эта правда больше нигде, как в Чернобыльском регионе, не присутствует.
And I don't know where to take this truth except from the Chernobyl catastrophe now.
Потому что катастрофа в Челябинске очень плохо измерена.
Because catastrophe, previous catastrophe, for example, Chelyabinsk, the measurement was done much more worse. Yeah. And it's very difficult to extract from this experience.
Выбросы радиоактивного йода в Америке также были засекречены, также испорчены, как и в Советском Союзе.
Catastrophes in United States with iodine was also very secret, and I don't think that a lot of information was done. So the catastrophe with most openness and more information still Chernobyl, and
поэтому
let's hope it's
старыми авариями сейчас,
I don't think that experience of old catastrophe before Chernobyl they can't give anything serious for questions of low dosage.
But there is lots of data from Chernobyl still to be analyzed.
Но много лод.
Do you want to invite? From the beginning.
Yes. To write the book, Dr. Vorobyov wants to invite his friend, General Gogin, who is also a very good doctor. He begins to work also in atomic clinic, who has in his hand all the information about catastrophe in submarine Russian. And now this information is going to be opened.
It is.
Yes.
And he's back in
Moscow. He's in Moscow. And we are, this may be done very precise description of all these catastrophes.
Okay.
Is the area hardest hit after Chernobyl, Gomel, Mogilev, the Bryansk region, were the hardest hit. However, what you see on this map is zones with a fallout of in excess of 5 to 15 curies per square kilometer, 5 to 15 and more curie per square kilometer. Then the cloud trails eastwards, southwest, southeast. Next slide, please. No matter how we visualize the map, the actual situation differs considerably from what we draw on our maps. What you see here is a hospital in one of a county seats in the Bryansk region. The contamination or the radiation levels may be by orders of magnitude higher than levels elsewhere. That, in a way, explains